ahead of reciting the Easter Marian hymn, Regina Caeli, for the last time this year on Pentecost Sunday, Pope Francis had a special message for the estimated 200,000 men, women and children gathered before him in St. Peter's Square and stretching right back to the banks of the Tiber. He told them, "You are a gift and a treasure for the Church."
Siete un dono e una ricchezza. In la Chiesa. Questo siete voi.
The vast majority gathered to the Vatican Sunday morning were members of the new movements and ecclesial communities, all formed by lay Catholics, whom the Pope had convoked to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost together with him as part of the Year of Faith. The feast, which falls exactly 50 days after Easter, marks the end of the Easter season. It commemorates Christ's sending the Holy Spirit down upon his apostles in the upper room and the birth of the Church. The Pope was speaking from the raised altar in front of St. Peter's Basilica, where he had celebrated Mass for the feast, a square he described as an open-air upper room resplendent in liturgical red, swept by a light breeze that quite aptly chased the clouds from a May sun.
La novità ci fa sempre un po' di paura.
In his homily, he reflected on the account contained in the Acts of the Apostles of that day almost 2,000 years ago, so distant yet so close to our hearts, when the Church was born. And he reflected on three words linked to the working of the Holy Spirit: newness, harmony and mission.
Non è la novità per la novità.
The Pope said the action of the Spirit is the bearer of newness, which is not a search for something new to relieve our boredom, but for God's surprises. The Pope then asked whether we have the courage to strike out along the new paths, or if we have barricaded ourselves into transient structures. He said the Holy Spirit awakens diversity, plurality and multiplicity as seen in the movements and their different charisms. But the Spirit does this while at the same time building unity in the Church beyond uniformity. Pope Francis concluded that the Holy Spirit is the soul of mission, who gives us the courage to walk the streets of the world, bringing the gospel even to the existential outskirts of society.
È la Chiesa che mi porta a Cristo e mi porta a Cristo.
It was the second time in less than 24 hours that Pope Francis had addressed the issues of movements and their contribution to evangelization. Saturday evening, in a special vigil for Pentecost, the Holy Father had shared some personal insights into his faith in an unscripted dialogue with representatives from the movements, which lasted over 40 minutes.
Holy Father, my dear friends,
amici miei,
I wish to speak of a modern cross that brings us to our knees.
The Pope responded to four questions, one regarding his certainty of the faith, a second on how to effectively communicate the faith in today's world, a third question on how to be a poor church for the poor, and a final question on religious freedom and persecution.
Io ho avuto la grazia di crescere in una famiglia in cui la fede si viveva in modo semplice e concreto.
As the sun set over the ocean of people who had paralyzed one half of the city of Rome, Pope Francis told them that he puts his certainty of faith down to his grandmother, from whom he first heard the Christian proclamation, to a life-changing encounter with Christ at age 17 through an unknown priest who heard his confession, to his daily praying of the rosary to his, quote, mother, Our Lady, and to allowing himself to be held in God's gaze even when he nods off after a tiring day while in prayer before the tabernacle.
Primo Gesù.
The Pope also told them that today mankind is in crisis and that this is why the current crisis is such a profound one. Where the death of a homeless man or a starving child does not make news headlines, but a drop in the stock market is treated like a national tragedy, a crisis of ethics. This, he said, is also why we must not isolate ourselves as Christians in our parishes, among friends, in our movements, speaking only to those who think exactly like us. The church, he said, must go to the outskirts of existence itself, because it is not an organization or an NGO. The church's task is to reach out and touch the living Christ whom we see in the poor, the weak, the homeless. The church's task, in short, he said, is to bring Jesus to this humanity in crisis.
La Chiesa non è un movimento politico, né una struttura ben organizzata, non è quello.
The movements are an essential instrument in this task, he repeated on Sunday morning ahead of his final benediction, because they are a treasure and a gift. Standing before the icon of Our Lady, Salus Populi Romani, the Holy Father reached out a hand and placed it upon the icon as the Regina Caeli rang out across the crowd, marking the end of Easter time. As of Monday, the church enters ordinary time, but not without one last word from Pope Francis, who bid everyone goodbye in his usual way, saying, "Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for your love for the church. Have a good Sunday, a blessed feast day, and a very good Sunday lunch."
Fratelli e sorelle, grazie tante per il vostro amore alla Chiesa. Buona domenica, buona festa e buon pranzo.